Manawa Davidson joins us for a kōrero first up this hour. Thanks very much for joining us. Tuhine, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Daomori, na kia koutou.
Kia ora, kia ora. You've received the End Youth Homelessness Petition from Manaaki Rangatahi Collective yesterday. Has this got much support, or is it an issue lost amongst the huge lack of housing nationwide?
It should be a priority, and it should be at the front of everyone's radar. I mean, we don't want anyone of our whānau to be homeless. Well, we certainly don't want rangatahi starting their life being homeless. So, yeah, proud of Manaaki Rangatahi and their leadership to pull the petition, and it was the rangatahi who presented it to me yesterday. We really need to all commit, all political parties, to end youth homelessness. So it got 8,000 signatures, which they worked really hard for. We just want to help raise the awareness and get it right to the front and right on the political agenda as well.
Thank you. The Children's Commissioner role per se ends soon, and we know that it's been replaced by new entities that will therefore monitor and advocate in different ways. The role of the Children's Commissioner ending, though, as such this week, do you think the new entities will support the care and support of our tamariki better, Marama?
Well, they're going to have to. So we were very clear in our opposition against ending the particular approach of the Children's Commissioner. That went through anyway. In fact, all political parties were against that except for the Labor Party. So we've got what we've got now, and I met with Oranga Tamariki CE Chappie yesterday, to get some assurance and to be really clear about my expectations, which I know everyone shares, is that no one should be having to deal with any sort of violence or abuse, sexual violence or abuse, in any of our caring places, our youth residences. So I've sought assurance that we're going to be able to continue the checks. The Children's Commissioner will still be able to approach and monitor residences the way she did under her international rules lever, which is called the OPCAT protocol. It's basically her ability under our international agreements to check and keep a monitor. There's also the independent children's monitor, and what I've sought assurance from Oranga Tamariki is that we're still going to have enough checks and balances in place to keep an independent monitoring approach, but also that we need to be preventing this from happening in the very first place. So I'm going to be keeping a close eye on that, Dale.
Tēnā koe. OT allegations against staff, then 5 years spent the night on a roof of a facility, but safe shelter still required for young people who need a bed and support if they're having difficulties or in trouble. But that also requires resources. Is Oranga Tamariki the right organisation to make that happen?
We are clear, and I think there's a broad agreement, actually, that we've got to turn more to supporting the community to have those resources, to moving away from the care and protection residences that are widely felt to be not fit for purpose. And if they are causing harm to staff and rangatahi, well, they're simply not fit for purpose. What we need to do, though, is immediately cut through the bureaucracy and get the support to community to do this mahi, to ensure that tamariki are safe. And that's what should the focus and the priority should be. So really, really determined to keep supporting and advocating for our push to resource and empower the community who want to step up and take care of rangatahi.
Tēnā koe. We've got a government delegation in China at the moment, and while I know we tend to tread on eggshells somewhat when talking about China, you're, as a party, strong advocates for environmental issues. Their international record on such and human rights are debatable. What do you think should be our attitude to their... It does seem at times you go cap in hand to China. Is that appropriate?
We should be prioritising not, you know, we should be prioritising climate well-being, protecting our living systems across the globe, and human rights, and upholding human rights. And we've always been clear about that. If we feel like we have to compromise on those things to have a relationship, then we've got to question the relationship. And we certainly have to work, all countries should be working together. We certainly have to work with China and encouraging the reduction of emissions. And that is, you know, that's something that we need to be doing. But knowing that we're trying to ask for the people of Aotearoa to get on board a plan to reduce emissions, we can't do that and not work with other countries to ensure they're playing their part as well.
And we know that there's been a boost in funding, particularly to those recovering from the recent weather challenges, to food banks across the country. But honestly, when you go through the supermarket checkouts, you realise that food banks aren't the answer. What is?
Oh, we're seeing people's incomes. And that's about returning the mana motuhake directly to whānau, rather than forcing any people into a situation of going cap in hand to a food bank. We acknowledge the beautiful mahi and the beautiful manaaki that our food banks and our community providers have been offering. And that's necessary right now. But we want to ensure that actually whānau have what they need in the first place and can make those decisions. It's about agency. That's mana motuhake Dale. And we've got a plan for that. We released it a few weeks ago. We could actually do it. We could actually choose an income guarantee so that everyone has what they need. We could actually end child and whānau poverty with this policy that we've announced of having guaranteed income and more support for whānau with tamariki and especially solo parents. So that's a political choice, and we should not have to depend on food banks for communities to thrive.
Tēnā koe, as always, appreciate your thoughts. Look forward to our next conversation. Ngā mihi. Thank you.
Ngā mihi.
Marama. Kia ora, rawatū.